I had to do something else for a second, but hopefully I can edit these two parts together. So yeah, I met a guy. He's really cool, very cute. He's really cute. He's fluent in Spanish, which, like, I don't know, like, it's I think it's very, like, a tr like I that's like so like it's very hot, like, I think, like, it's hot, like, because, okay, so we went to a Mexican restaurant, and the waiter asked him if he spoke Spanish, and then they just started, like, they only talked in Spanish the entire time. Very sexy, very hot. But okay, so, and okay, so we got, like, margaritas, and then we went to go, like, walk around outside, and so we got up to, like, leave, and, like, we were in the very corner of the restaurant, and, like, I get up, and I, like, turn to, like, start walking, and, like, a lady, like, almost runs into me, and this happened so fast, so it's not gonna make any sense. But, like, before I, like, even dodged out of her way, he, like, he just, like, he moved me out of the way. Like, it was so freaking cute. I think things like that are very, like, that's very hot to me. That's very hot, and it's very sweet, and it's very cute, and it's very thoughtful. Okay, and then we, like, left, and, like, we were walking around outside and, like, holding hands or whatever, and it was just very, like, I felt like it was in a cute little, rom-com. Like, we were just, like, running around outside, like, holding hands, and, like, we were just kissing outside, like, everywhere, like, every 5 seconds, like, we just started making out just on, like, on the sidewalk, and, like, the first time we kissed, like, a car drove by us and, like, honked. It was so freaking, like, it was very cute. It was just really, really, like, so, like, it was just a bunch of sweet moments, like, and then, yeah, like, we were, like, he just would, he was kissing me, like, every five, like, it wasn't in, like, a clingy or annoying way. I think that's very sweet when someone is, like, not afraid to, like, show affection to you. Infection. I think it's very cute when someone gives you an infection in front of people. Like, that's so sweet. I think it's a display of, like, affection, and, like, and it's a display of, like, kind of, like, like, oh, you get what the fuck I'm saying. And, like, I've dated people before, or whatever, I guess, if that's what you want to fucking call it. I don't like to call it that. I, in fact, try to forget it. But I've never had that before. And it's not, like, I mean, it was just one date, but, yeah, it was just so fun and, like, lighthearted, and, like, I'm not pressed about him or anything. Like, and that's the thing. He's just, like, he's not a normal person, but, like, not that I'm saying he's, like, average or not interesting, because he's definitely not. I'm just saying, like, I don't have any bad feelings about him. Like, I don't feel the need to not be myself. which is very, and it's crazy, because I literally, like, just stopped talking to a guy that, like, the night before we went on a date, I just stopped talking to a guy, and, like, my biggest thing with him was, like, I felt like I couldn't be my, not only did he just made me feel, like, so uncomfortable and so, like, unsafe, not physically, but just, like, in, like, just, I didn't feel, like, comfortable or, like, safe in, like, the situation or, like, the relationship or anything like that. And I just felt like, I just, like, couldn't be myself. Like, I felt embarrassed about like, just breathing. I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So, yeah. And he's, like, he's pretty different in a lot of, he's, like, different in a few ways, from, like, the normal type of person that I date. Like, I have, like, talked to the same exact person, just, like, different variations, probably, like, like 6-7 people in a row now, just because like I have a type, I guess. But he doesn't make beats, thank God. He doesn't make beats. He's not white. I don't know if you could hear that, but oh my God. That really threw me the fuck off. What was I saying? Yeah, he plays the guitar, and he plays it so beautifully, and he's, like, learning the, like, theory, like, he's not, like, he's actually, like, learning it, like, he's, like, teaching himself, but he, like, classically training himself to actually know, not just, like, oh, I'm teaching myself chords so I can play Hey There, Delilah, which, honestly, Hey There, Delilah is my favorite and only song ever. Yeah, he's cool and cute or whatever, and I don't feel pressed at all. I don't feel uncomfy or unsafe, or I don't feel the need to, like, you know, I need to ignore him for a few days so he doesn't think that I'm clingy or weird. Like, I don't feel that way, so that's nice. Oh, hold on. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Lend me your $5. Lend me your Cash App. Lend me your Venmo. Lend me your Jewel. Lend me your memes. Yes. Yes. And we back. We are back, and we back as fuck. Okay, so bang. Okay, here we go. First podcast I'm making since I turned 21. And a lot has changed. For one, I'm not in jail. I am on probation. I was on probation before I turned 21, and now I'm on extra probation. I have a few extra requirements because I tried to kind of, you know, ditch the whole thing, and then the judge asked me, do you want to go to jail for 5 days? If you go to jail for 5 days right now, the whole thing will be done. And I didn't say anything. I just looked at her in her face. And I think that she saw the confusion and distress in my eyes. The confusion and distress in my eyes, mind you, are there constant. I mean, my eyes are consistently confused and distressed. That is what they can, you know, the eyes supposedly are the windows to the soul. Windows. It's a matching set. French doors, whatever you want to call them. And my eyes, if you look into them and you gaze into my eyes, you will see confusion and distress. Okay, bang. So anyway, she took it back. She took it back and she extended my probation. Thank God. Love her. Bless her. Thank fucking God I'm not in jail. I'm so fucking happy. Because now that I'm thinking about it, because I was thinking beforehand, I was readily prepared to go to jail because I was assuming that I was going to go to jail because this case has been going, I've been dragging out this case for 3 years and I haven't completed so I've done a bunch of different things. I've done the diversion program. I did the something discharge program and probation, which is kind of like the discharge program. Maybe they're technically considered the same thing. Anyway, they all had a set of requirements, and for the past 2 years, I have skated by doing none of them, missed multiple court dates, and nothing has happened. Thank God. But
necessarily saying that in a braggadocious way. I am, you know, I am pleased to say that everything's happening in its right time. And that's the God honest truth. That's not a joke. Everything is happening in its right time, it seems like. Probably, let's see, maybe in, I want to say, April? May. Mid-May, late May. I told myself, and I believed, and now I believe even more, that I trust the universe and its timing, and that's not a joke. I try my best to keep up and be aware of signs and signals and yada yada, holly hoody, whatever you want to call it, but, more than anything, I'm just putting my trust in myself and also my faith in the universe. My faith is very spiritual, but it's also I don't believe anything that can't be proven by science, because I side with science always. Science, I think, has given me the most, it's given me everything. And it's really allowed me to broaden the reaches of my mind and my heart, even in my heart especially, bro. Like, I didn't realize how much I could feel, how much I could love, how much I could forgive until I started really getting into science, specifically quantum physics and theoretical physics. They can be synonymous, I suppose, but I had no idea all the things I could feel and think and believe to be true. I am really at a point. I have really done a 180 with my life from where I was. From where I was in, I'll say, the end of January until now. The end of January, I was so sure.
You hear the term rock bottom. I mean,
I don't know, even, like, I hate to be so anecdotal, but I really don't think I could ever describe or articulate the state that I was in, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Mentally, I was fucked. Emotionally, I was very desperate. And physically, I had no hygiene. And still now, my personal hygiene is significantly lacking, because I'm still recovering in certain areas, and personal hygiene is one of those things that I haven't picked back up on yet, unfortunately. I am getting better. I am identifying the, not only am I identifying the, I realize that depression and personal hygiene have like a, I guess, I don't know so much about math or statistics, but I mean, you know, hopefully you'll be able to understand what I'm about to say. Personal hygiene and depression have a very strong correlation. I'll say it like this. the greater the depression, the more lacking personal hygiene seems to be. Which has been shitty, but it's also been very beneficial in some ways. I mean, it's been more shitty than anything, I suppose, just because, I mean, personal hygiene is above anything else really a health thing, right? If you don't brush your teeth, you can get, I mean, your teeth and your gums and your mouth can have a lot of the health effects from having, there are a lot of adverse effects that go along with having poor dental hygiene. And the effects are so adverse, I feel like it surprises most people. And once I found out what those effects were, or potentially could be, I was incredibly surprised. I think a lot of people, there's a lot of stuff that I want to spread awareness about, but that's one really big thing, is dental hygiene, brushing your teeth. That's huge. Washing your face, whatever. I mean, if you don't wash your face, of course, what's going to happen? I mean, first of all, of course, your skin is going to, on the surface, aesthetically, look unhealthy. But, you know, I feel like, I'm not too privy on the, like, actual health, I mean, acne is, I mean, it is a disease. Acne is considered a disease. It's either considered, like, a disease or, yeah, I think acne is considered either a disease or an infection. But, no, I mean, no, I'm inclined to say that it's considered a disease. It's classified as a disease. It is medically an issue. Why exactly? I suppose because when acne gets bad enough, it can hurt, and different things like that. You know, it spreads bacteria on your face. I can imagine what the effects are from acne. But I couldn't tell you verbatim what they are. And that's the same thing goes for dental hygiene. I couldn't tell you what the exact, I couldn't tell you, 100% for sure, this disease is caused, or is a extension of gingivitis, right? But, I know that they're there. I just don't know exactly what they are. If you are interested, research them. Depression and personal hygiene is something that I am still, I mean, really, really struggling with. And I have gotten so much better. I went from showering once every week and a half to now I take baths now instead of showers. Because I realized, like, and this happened maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was the night before my 21st birthday. I took a bath because I was having some boy issues. And I was like, you know what? I'll try it. Cause you know, you see in the Cosmopolitan magazines, oh, take a bath and you know, you'll, nothing else matters. You'll be happy. Which is not how it works, of course. But I did realize, oh my gosh, I like this a lot. I like laying in hot water. And I liked it so much that after that, I started to clean myself a lot more regularly, only by bath, instead of shower. So now, yeah, like I said, I was showering every week and a half, And now I bathe at least once every 3 days, which is still not enough and not as much as, I mean, it's one, not enough. I'm still below the baseline standard of personal hygiene. Ideally, I would like to bathe once a day, if not, and at most once every other day, just because I am a creature. I have stuff that secretes from my body, fluids, odors, whatever. Gross, right? Get over it. It's the way it is. I didn't choose my body to be this way. I get to have my body this way, and for that I'm very grateful. Because my body works. Every single part of it works. And not only does it work, but it works pretty damn well. So for that I'm grateful. But I do also want to treat it, you know. I want to honor my body by, you know, keeping up with it, at least at the very basic, minimal level. So, yeah. That's something that eventually, hopefully, I mean, not right now, of course, I'm not gonna, like, you know, go out of my way to talk about it, because I don't have enough tips for people for it to be even a conversation to have. I'm not gonna anecdotally bring up my struggle to give you really no solutions, right? That doesn't make any sense. Unless I'm talking to my therapist, or if someone asks, hey, why are your teeth yellow? Or why do you smell like eggs? Then I'll tell them, I have personal hygiene issues. In that case, I'll bring it up. Other than that, I'm not finna talk about it. Okay, moving right along. So in, I want to say May, it's all rushing back. Fuck. I just had a real life brain blast. So I was at Apache, which is like this, lounge. It's this like lounge. It's really like just like an art. It's like an art nightclub. It's so fucking dope. If you're in the Atlanta area, it's not called Apache anymore. It's called something different, but like, ask around about Apache and you'll find out where it is and what it is. It's fucking killer. It's so sick. The energy is dope. The art is dope. Everything is so sick about it. But like, okay, so I was there, and there were some, and there were different, rappers rapping. Imagine that. And it was the guy who was like, I guess like emceeing or hosting or whatever you want to call it that night. And he was a phenomenal rapper. Because everyone that, like 98% of the people that, you know, showcased any of their talent, I was like, there's no fucking way there's that many people in the same room that are that amazing. I'm not saying that in, like, a rose-colored goggles way or, oh my gosh, I just love it because it's there. No, like, I mean, I just went there on a really red letter night. I don't know. But everyone was super talented. Anyway, the MC or host or whatever that night was rapping. And in his rap, he said, let's talk about making money and making art. And as soon as he said that, it really like, I mean, it. It struck a nerve, and within the next week or so, I like made the conscious decision to say to myself and to the universe, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. making money and making art has been a dream of mine since then. I mean, it's been a dream of mine for a very long time, in and out. But ever since May, it's been a real, like, this, like, I decided, I told myself, I told the universe, this is what I'm putting above everything else. I am prioritizing this. I want to prioritize this. If you put anything else in my way, I am going to do everything that I can to make sure that I am focusing every single day on making money and making fucking art. And I did that for the most part. And today I sold my first drawing. And I'm so fucking happy. And I didn't sell for a lot of money. And the money really, the quantity does not matter. It is really just the concept to me of I've only been doing it for 5 months and I'm already here. So, but I've been painting for like a year and a half. And when I started painting, I was like, oh, I think this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I want to do as a career. Career. And so I started to get really adamant about that, but I just wasn't having fun doing it. I wasn't enjoying doing it, and I wasn't able to, I wasn't making any progress. I really wasn't expressing myself the way I wanted to. There's three paintings that I have that I really love, and I think I really did get something out, but it just wasn't efficient for me. So like a year and a half ago is when I was like, wait, this is what I want to do. And then about 5 months ago is when I was like, this is what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to do everything every single day. And something's going to stick. Something is. And I'm going to get better at it. And I'm going to like it. And I'm going to have fun. And that's exactly what happened. I sold my first drawing today. I am now... I'm paid. For my work as an artist. And that is, I mean, and that really fucking, I'm not even like, it's not even fully hitting me yet. And I know that sounds really, I mean, it might sound silly to be freaking out over one little drawing that I sold for a small amount of money. But it's just I never thought I would be able to do it. I really didn't. As much as I believed in my art and I believed in what I had to put on, as much as I believe that I have something inside of me that someone will want in some capacity, visually, you know what I mean? Like music, podcast, YouTube video, painting, drawing, paper mache, whatever. I have something that I can express artistically, and someone is gonna want it. At least one person. And that happened. I mean, I believed it and I hoped it, but I just didn't think I would actually. I have never committed to anything. I played piano for 10 years. But that's, I mean, I was young, and I was, you know, I was involved with these institutions and, you know, routines and stuff. And I love piano and I still enjoy playing it now. But it was something that I did consistently because it was the only thing I really had to do consistently. And my parents, for the most part, made sure that I did at least one thing consistently. I mean, at one point, my Nana did take me out of piano classes, and I had to beg for her to put me back in a few months later. just because I wasn't practicing. So she was like, fuck it, which I'm glad she did that. Because it, you know, it kind of like made me really appreciate my piano lessons a lot more. So anyway, not to go off on too much of a tangent, I really don't want this podcast to be too long, but I just needed to talk about that stuff. I'm so fucking happy. I'm so grateful. I cannot say it enough, and I'm not gonna stop saying it. I'm so happy and so grateful. I never thought that I would do it, and I did it. And it's not that I'm saying it's a big deal. I'm not saying that I'm amazing. I'm not saying that I'm even good. I am just so proud of myself that I did something over an over a longer period of time. I draw for hours every day, typically. Today, I probably only drew for maybe half an hour, but that's because, well, one, I had some friends come into my store, and that's typically when I draw. Well, actually, no, I take it back. I've drawn for hours today because I, after I made my little sale on my drawing, I rewarded myself with, another art, device, art thing that I can make more stuff with. So I have been drawing at least for 2 hours today. I draw for hours every day, and I've been doing it for months now. And just because I want to, I mean, I want to get better, of course, but I just settled for, you know what, this is the only thing I really want to do right now, so I'm just going to do it. And so I draw for hours a day, every day, just because I'm like, there's, what else am I going to do? This is what I want to do. So I'm going to do it. Fuck it. And I really never thought that I, because like, and especially like my family really grills me for, oh, you never stick to anything. You know, you're so gung-ho. You want to do this one minute. You want to do that the next minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, they're always grilling me for never following through with anything or developing my ideas into anything, into a result. And even if my ideas never did, you know, have a result, I don't care. I have fun. And that's the point. And that's been like one of the biggest things that was really like just the most like annoying thing until now, until I got, you know, my initial, okay, I'm in. I'm on the board. Show me 300 points. Until now, it has been such a struggle with my family. It's not that I mean, like, I have a job. I'm trying my best to, I'm trying to, you know, be like everyone else and function and buy my food and buy my medicine and you know, if I need deodorant, I can buy it. I want to be able to do that. I need to be able to do it. But at the same time, I'm not going to put myself out for those things. Right? So, and my family has just been, you know, oh, cause like I, you know, personal hygiene and also like my atmosphere, my environment, like my bedroom and my bathroom are really, really, really messy and very, very dirty. And extremely disorganized. Which I do want to fix that only because I know that it, hinders my, mental health, and the cleaner my space is and more organized, the more fun I can have making art, and stuff. So yeah, but you know, look good on me. Oh, you know, you're sitting drawing when you should be cleaning your room. You're living in fucking, you know, Cheeto crumbs and half empty QT glasses and fucking body odor and fucking ash and just trash and dirty clothes and stools and chairs and tables and a whole and fucking shit everywhere, just stuff. All your stuff is everywhere, and that's true. But I'm glad that, I mean, like I said, everything, I trust the universe and its timing. I'm trying my best. I could do better. And I am. I am seeing, like, and that's the biggest thing, like, I, like, there, I'm, it's, I've been steadily growing ever since I made the decision, okay, I want to put art before everything else. Ever since then, everything has been, I mean, every aspect of life has gotten better for me. And I think because I had something to prioritize and believe in and dream and put my heart and my everything into, I was like, I'm going to do whatever just to make sure that I can secure. I just want to be able to, you know, I don't want to be in a position where I can't draw today. I don't want to be in a position where I am in an unsafe environment and I can't, you know, fucking draw or paint or paper mache. I want to be able to safely and in a healthy way and just in the you know, the most healthy, least detrimental way to myself, I want to be able to make shit every day. And because I had that, like, mindset, and that might sound very, like, idealistic, or, I don't know, it sounds, when I'm saying it, it sounds like such a BS thing to say. I feel like it sounds like, it sounds unreal to me, because I, it's just like, I am still so blown away that I just accomplished a goal. I've never done it before. I'm 21 years old, and I have never done it before. A goal that I really was passionate about. A passionate goal to where every day I'm really contemplating and feeling emotionally, like, so much emotional turmoil over this goal and dream of mine. I'm not talking about, like, because, like, I didn't, you know, I went to college for a minute. I mean, it did really not have an impact on me, because it's not something that I wanted to fucking do, so it didn't feel like anything. It didn't feel like accomplishing a goal, because it wasn't a goal, it was just a step that I took, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna end this podcast here. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know, like, I don't know, I feel, I have more stuff to say, eventually, of course. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. And of course, this goes without saying, but if you want to make something, hey, just start now. Just make something right now. If you want to make it, just, you know, just, like, you know, when you have the, please, if you have the idea or you have the urge, just do it. You don't need any extra anything. If you don't need, like, if you have the basics, DIYs, three words, DIY, DIY it, okay? Texture paste, DIY it. Gesso, DIY it. Paper mache, of course, DIY it. Ableton, use a crack. Look up the Pirate Bay. Make your music dreams come true. You know what I'm saying? It's like literally, it, like, just don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. I know it's tempting to, but it's a lot more fun if you don't. Eventually, I know it can be hard to put yourself out there. But yeah, just have fun. Okay. I hope everyone's having fun. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys in my next podcast. No. Podcast, 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 podcast. Okay, bye.